A man who dabbled with the occult came to San Giovanni Rotondo to speak with Padre Pio, but finds himself reluctant to leave his past ways. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. One day in San Giovanni Rotondo, a man deeply engaged in occult practices arrived. He sought an audience with Padre Pio, as he believed his family had fallen under a curse due to his ungodly actions. Though it is not clear what exactly was happening with his family, the man was visibly upset and couldn't calm down. He managed to find his way into the cloister, where he came face to face with Padre Pio. This must have been quite a challenge, considering the large crowds of people who were coming to see Padre Pio. However, Padre Pio, gifted by God with the ability to reach souls, recognized that this man needed help and said to him, "I have no time for useless conversations. If you wish to confess, come to the sacristy." This caught the man off guard. He wasn't prepared for a confession. Nevertheless, he agreed and found himself in the confessional with Padre Pio. During the confession, the man turned to Padre Pio and said, "You told me things as if you had seen them yourself." Padre Pio asked, "Well, is there anything else?" "I don't remember anything else," the man replied. Then Padre Pio turned to him and said, "You have already had the experience, and now the ball is in your court. Who can approach the fire and not be burned by it? And who can approach Christ and not feel his love?" So it appears that Padre Pio was referring to the man's original situation, the very reason he sought help in the first place. Having dabbled with the occult, the man got burnt, but the remedy lies in putting his trust in Jesus. Now the man must decide and confess his actions. Yet, even after this miraculous experience, where Padre Pio revealed knowledge of his past deeds, the man still felt strongly attached to his former ways. He couldn't find the strength to let go. So God, in his great goodness, granted him another grace to complete his spiritual transformation. At that moment, instead of seeing Padre Pio in front of him, the man saw Jesus of Nazareth, radiant as snow, and enveloped in a beautiful light. The man was left completely speechless, and then the vision slowly faded away. Afterward, Padre Pio said, "Go in peace and sin no more." Finally, the man mustered the courage to reveal his involvement in occult practices. He confessed to using a Ouija board in the evenings to seek the lucky numbers for the lottery. Realizing the harmful consequences of his actions, he fervently urged Padre Pio to help him break free from these bonds and confusion. And Padre Pio replied, "I will gladly grant you this grace." End of story. Now, I find it quite worrying that people find attempts to see into the future as just fun or entertainment. I recall going to a toy store and seeing a Ouija board among board games for children. I believe this reflects where we stand on this as a society. Divination and attempts to talk to spirits are being normalized. This reminds me of what St. Paul declared, "For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens." Well, I'm probably preaching to the choir, as they say, but I would like to remind you that sacred scripture forbids divination in several passages. For example, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Even the famous exorcist Gabriella Morth, whom I've been mentioning every so often, warns that Satan will frequently take up residence in people who seem to have beaconed him by dabbling in occult practices that include Ouija boards, tarot cards, etc. So if any one of you is struggling with these types of things, or has the habit of reading the horoscope, I strongly encourage you to stop these practices and put your trust in God. Now, I understand that people might be anxious about the future, but let me remind you of Jesus' words. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio of Thought for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.